接下来，第五戒是有关于孝顺父母。第六戒是不可以杀人的。
The fifth commandment deals relates to honoring your parents, and the sixth commandment is that you shall not murder.
好，第五戒，当孝敬父母时，你的日子在主你的神所赐你的地上得以长久。
Fifth commandment: honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord your God has given you.
这里中文的孝敬，其实英文跟这个希伯来文，它的意思就是尊敬啊。
In Chinese, it's honor. In English, as well as Hebrew, it is respect.
好，那这个字哈，在希伯来文里面哈，它这个编号哈，3513这个编号。
In the Hebrew, this number H3513.
我们可以在议论嘛哈，现在教会这个议论嘛哈，不管你是苹果的还是那个 Android 的手机里面都可以有这个 App 可以用的，所以我们希望弟兄姐妹多多的来用这个软体。
Our church Bible app, eRema, has the Apple and Android version, so we hope that all the brothers and sisters can utilize this app.
你要越用越熟练之后，你就会发现更多道理。
The more you use it, the more you are proficient at using it, and then you can study the truth.
好，所以这个孝敬这个意思要搞清楚，什么意思？
We need to be clear on what this word honor or respect mean.
这个在旧约有116次啊，很多啊，很常用的。
In the Old Testament, this word appear 116 times, so it appear very often.
那有的地方啊，这个孝敬它是跟这个很沉重、有分量有关系的。
Many times it is related to being burdensome, being weighty, or honored.
那有时候我们那个感官发沉哈，很迟钝哦，也用这个字眼的。
Sometimes in our senses, if we feel that it is very burdensome or dull, this word is also used.
很丰富的，你看也是跟这个字有关。
However, being very rich and very heavy, it is also related to this word.
好，那如果从尊敬来说，把这个人变得。把它看得很重要啊，这个就是让它变得很沉重，受到尊荣的意思了。
If we were to honor some person, then we treat this person as very important, and that would be very heavy.
那如果我们把自己看得很沉重，哇，我很重要，这个就是自尊心很高。
However, if we look at ourselves as being very important, then we are self-centered.
好，所以这个就是我们这个。自己本身那个 estimate 我们会自己觉得说哦，你很重要啊，这个也是跟这个誓言一样的。
If we have a very high self-esteem, then it is related to this word as well.
好，那孝敬哈，孝敬，那这个看。出埃及记里面，他这个更重的，你看，这个、更重的功夫加在以色列人身上，这个都沉重负担了。
In Exodus chapter 5 verse 9, it says, "Let more work be laid on the men." So this is more heavy.
法老王哦，他硬心，这个硬的字也是一样。
When Pharaoh hardened his heart, this harden is also using the same word.
好，那。这个都刚硬了，你还讲到人的心，讲到刚硬。
We talk about the heart of man being hardened.
然后他神要得到荣耀，你看他在法老跟他全身得荣耀，这个荣耀，然后神要得荣耀，你看这个都是一样的，同一个字哦。
But you can see that when God will gain honor, this is the same word as well.
好，然后到了。诫命这里就特别提到这个孝敬父母了。
When we go to the commandments, it says that we have to honor our parents.
好，那我们现在你把这个章经文都把它连在一起想。
If you connect all these verses together and think of it together,
你就会发现说孝敬父母这样的一个含义呢，其实跟要让父母得荣耀有关系。
Then you would know that to honor your parents. Is related to to having your to giving glory to your parents.
而且也一定跟荣耀神有关。
And it is related to glorifying God as well.
那这里的刚硬就是说你要很扎实的，就是说很沉重的，把它当做这个是一件很重要的吩咐了。
And here to be hardened, it means that you have to treat this as a very weighty matter, and it is very important.
好，现在这个诫命啊，前面一到四诫啊，都是跟神的敬拜有关系的。
In the Ten Commandments, the first four commandments are related to the worship of God.
那后面的六诫都是对人的规范，跟我们人有关系。
And the last six commandments have to do with our interpersonal relationship.
那跟人的关系的第一项重点就是跟父母亲的尊重父母亲的这件事。
But out of the six, the first one, the most important one, relates to filial piety.
就是你就看到说，在神的眼中，尊重父母亲这一件事情何等重要。
Then you can see in the eyes of God, how important it is to have filial piety.
好。那现在尊敬父母亲，这是儿女的本分，是对神应该有的态度。
It is the children's duty to respect their parents, and this is the attitude we have towards God.
因为儿女是神赐给父母亲的产业，所以这个儿女是神的，给父母亲照顾的。
Children are an inheritance from God, and the children are people that God entrusts to the parents.
所以神把生育跟教养的工作托父母亲，然后让父母亲可以成长，然后完成神的托付。所以从这个角度看，父母亲成为神在教养上面的这件事情的代表，而你本来就应该要尊重父母亲，就像尊重神这样。
God entrusts the raising up of the children and the religious education to the children. So the parents are entrusted with this work. Children should have the same respect towards parents as they respect God.
所以如果一个人他说他很敬畏神，但是对父母亲不孝，或者是说根本就不在意那个敬拜神基本上是空的。
If someone proclaims that he respects God, but he pays no attention to his parents, then this respecting of God is just empty.
所以这个孝敬父母亲很重要。
So it is really important to honor your parents.
那这一条诫命也是带祝福的诫命。
This is a commandment with blessings.
因为他神自己说，你如果孝敬父母亲，让你在你所神赐给你的地上得以长久，就是你可以长寿嘛。
God Himself said that when honor your parents so that you may live long on the days that God has given us on earth.
好，那十诫只有第四诫跟第五诫特别肯定说你要做什么其他都是否定性的，不可以做什么。
Out of the Ten Commandments, only the fourth and the fifth were written in the affirmative that you shall. All the others are written negatively, you shall not.
好，那在律法里面孝敬父母亲常常会跟守安息日并提，像在利未记这样。
In the law, to honor your parents are very often put together with observance of the Sabbath.
在利未记19章第三节，他这个孝敬父母，其实他的意思就是惧怕敬畏的意思。
In Leviticus chapter 19 verse 3, this honoring your parents it means to fear and to respect.
那也要守安息日嘛，他是特别这样说。
And you have to observe the Sabbath is specified.
那表示说这个敬畏就是对父母亲要有这种尊重敬畏。跟敬畏神尊重安息日的那个心要联系在一起。
It means we have to connect the fearing and the respect of our God with the fearing and respect for the Holy Sabbath.
好，那这个孝敬父母孝敬应该是说敬畏的敬畏神，这个敬畏在旧约里面大部分都是 跟神有关系。
This fear and respect word in the Old Testament, it is often used with relation to fearing God.
好，那所以敬畏敬畏父母了哈，啊，就是像敬畏神所设立来带领我们的人嘛，啊，就是这个意思啊。
To fear and respect God, and to fear and that means that we also have to fear and respect the people that God has chosen to lead us.
OK, 好，那我们时间已经到了，现在先在这里休息一下啊，听低头默祷。
Our time is up, so let us take a break. Let us bow our hands in silence.
继续第五戒的。
I'm going to continue with the fifth commandment.
这敬畏哈，啊，这个孝敬哈，这个字眼里面有这个 fear， 就是会惧怕。
The word honor also means fear, just to be afraid.
那圣经特别在希伯来文里面哈，这个字眼大部分都是跟神有关系。
And oftentimes this word is used in respect to God.
那用在人的部分啊，就是跟孝敬父母有关的。
And when it's used about man, it's only used regarding honoring our parents.
好，那我们现在来想，孝敬父母的这个命令，哦，其实也是神要我们人来试炼我们生命的来源。
The commandment to honor one's parents is also his command to contemplate the source of life.
神让我们人可以繁衍后代。
God gives the power of reproduction.
那所以在婚姻里面，哦，父母亲他就能够生养儿女。
And so within a couple, they have the ability to raise children.
那所以儿女的生命是受制于父母，是从父母结合之后才会有。
And so the life of a child only comes after a husband and wife is joined together.
所以尊重父母亲其实就是生命试炼生命来源，要尊重生命。
And so honoring our parents is to honor the source of life or life itself.
好，那如果我们尊重生命，哦，神就会敬重，就神就会敬重我们人的生命了，我们本身其实也会得到神的祝福了。
And if we honor life, then God will also bless us with our lives.
所以为什么在以弗所书特别强调说孝顺父母可以让我们得福在世长寿。
So why does it emphasize in Ephesians that if we honor our parents, that we will have long life?
好，那要怎么孝敬父母
？How should we honor our parents？
这个不管是很尊敬他，还是敬畏他，把他看得很重要，其实都要在他还活着的时候才真的有意义啊。
Whether we're talking about honoring them or fearing them, it's only meaningful if we do this while they are alive.
所以一定要把握机会了。
So we need to take the opportunity.
如果死了，父母亲如果死了，就是在做什么，在丧事的时候做什么，那个都是已经对父母亲本身都没有什么价值了。
Because after they pass away, and even though we do things for their funeral and so and etc., it doesn't mean anything for them anymore.
对。东方人那边在华人的这个习俗里面，很多人都很重视我父母亲过世这个丧事应该怎么办，才会让父母亲有荣耀有面子。
In Asian culture, there's a lot of emphasis on making sure that the funeral proceedings respect and honor the parents.
其实这个都是这当然背后都有一些因素在，但是对我们今天真的从诫命的角度看，一定要在父母亲活着的时候尽我们可能的做，那不然死了以后再做了什么事情都是跟活的人有关而已，死的人已经没有感觉了。
However, according to the commandment, it is more important for us to honor the parents while they are still alive, while they are living.
在箴言里面有许多跟要孝敬父母亲。尊敬父母亲好人有关系的。
In the book of Proverbs, there are many verses about how to honor and respect our parents.
那因为这些智慧的话，神的提醒很重要，我们来读一读好了。
Because these are words of wisdom that are very important, we'll read some of them.
箴言23章。
Look at Proverbs 23.
23章22节。
Proverbs 23:22.
22节。
22.
他说你要听从生你的父亲，母亲老了不可以藐视她。
Listen to your father who begot you, and do not despise your mother when she is old.
那这里提到这个人老了会被藐视啊。
Here it says that when people are old, they might be despised.
就是你就知道这个世代之间啊，那个越年轻的世代，他的知识会越高，而且因为有前人的这个基础，所以他会越精进。但是不可以反过来就藐视那个上一辈了。
In society, oftentimes the younger will have more knowledge and abilities, but we can't use that to despise the elderly.
好，那再看25节。
Let's look at verse 25.
25节说，你要使父母欢喜，使生你的快乐。
Let your father and your mother be glad, let her who bore you rejoice.
好，所以这里就是要取悦父母亲，让他高兴了。
We need to please our parents, make them happy.
好，那十七章二十五节。
It's at chapter 17, verse 25.
十七章二十五节。
17:25.
愚昧子使父亲愁烦，使母亲又苦。
A foolish son is a grief to his father, a bitterness to her who bore him.
所以我们说孝敬父母，最起码你不要让父母亲很愁烦、很忧苦嘛。
And so at the minimum, to honor our parents, we shouldn't bring grief to them.
好，那在利未记里面，他特别提到说要尊敬，尊敬。
In Leviticus, it says that we need to respect.
十九章三十二节。
Chapter 19, verse 32.
我们在敬老会的时候也都会翻这些经文。
We often read this verse in the tribute to the elderly.
32节，在白发的人面前，你要站起来，也要尊敬老人，又要敬畏你的神，我是主神。
You shall rise before the gray-headed and honor the presence of an old man and fear God, I am the Lord.
那这里谈将尊敬老人跟敬畏神放一起。
Here it puts fear the Lord and honor the old man together.
那这里尊敬哈，表示说你会把老人所这一生里面所得到的这些经验呐、他所累积的这些智慧哈，他走过的路一定比年轻人长了嘛哈，光是这一点你就应该要尊重他。
And when we talk about honoring the elderly, we think about how they have much more experience, how they have walked a longer life, and based off of that on its own, you should honor them.
因为年轻的不见得能够走到那么远嘛，你不见得能够活到那么久，谁知道？
Because we don't know as a young person if they will live as long or if they will walk as much.
所以已经先活到那个岁数的人哈，你就要尊敬他，因为。至少在神的祝福底下，然后神引导他这个日子能够延长到那么长。
So if one is able to grow to such an elderly age, we need to respect them because at the minimum, God has allowed them to live that long.
好，那对子女来说，要奉养父母，这是应该的。
And for children to support their parents is something that they should do.
路德记第四章啊，第十五节啊。
Ruth 4:15。
路德记啊，来读一下这一句话哈。
Let's read it。
第四章的第十五节。
Chapter 4:15。
啊，因为是那个路德哈，他现在已经生了这个儿子嘛哈。
Here Ruth had already given birth to her son。
那拿欧米啊，也很安慰啊。
Naomi was very comforted.
从第十四节是那个这些朋友啊、邻居哈、妇人们对拿欧米说的话嘛。
In verse 14 are the words that the neighbors and the women around her spoke.
来读一下，我们请一个人来读啊。能不能请 我看到少琴哈，少琴姐妹，请你来读。没有反应，换一个。英国的周间姐妹，
好。路德记第四章十五节，奉主耶稣圣名读圣经。
从十四节开始。
他必提醒你。十四节开始。
嗯。
奉主耶稣圣名读圣经。妇人们对拿俄米说：“主是应当尊圣的，因为今日没有撇下你，使你无至亲的亲属。愿这孩子在以色列中得名声。”他必提起你的精神，奉养你的老，因为是爱慕你的那儿妇所生的。有这儿妇比有七个儿子还好。阿们。
谢谢。拿俄米在年老的时候，透过路德得到了这个后代。
Naomi was able to have descendants in her old age through Ruth.
那现在他说这个儿子哈，这个孩子的哈，其实因为照血缘上来看的哈，因为这个孩子是路德跟波阿斯所生的啦。
Now the son was the son of Boaz and Ruth.
啊，路德事实上是拿俄米的媳妇嘛，是摩押女子，跟路德。啊，就是拿俄米跟路德本来是没有血缘的嘛。
And Ruth and Naomi have no blood relations because Ruth was the daughter-in-law of Naomi.
啊，那就算那个就算波阿斯他们是至近的亲属，其实这个至近的亲属也是因着拿俄米的丈夫那边有的了。
And even though Boaz was a direct relative, he was only related through Naomi's husband.
好，所以如果以血缘来看，其实他们都跟拿俄米没关系。
And so from a bloodline perspective, they had no relation to Naomi.
但是现在拿俄米透过路德得到这个儿子哈，这个儿子我们都知道他就是俄贝德嘛哈。
And now we know that there is a son named Obed, and through Ruth, Naomi now has his descendant.
第十五节哈。
So in verse 15,
他说。这个孩子哈，要提起你的精神，奉养你的老。
He said that the son will be a restorer of life and a nourisher of your old age.
好，所以他如果以辈分来说，这个儿，这个俄贝德哈，他说要奉养那个拿俄米的老嘛，哈，就是要让他老的时候哈，得到依靠，又得到满足，得到喜乐了。
And so this Obed would be a nourisher of Naomi's old age, which would nourish her and bring her joy in her old age.
所以我们就知道说，这后代子孙哦，他有那个责任哦，要让年老的长辈、父母亲哦，得到供养得到安慰。
So the descendants have an responsibility to support their parents when they are old and nourish them.
那所以你看。主耶稣他要定时被定时架已经要走了，他关心的是他的妈妈嘛。
So we even see when the Lord Jesus was being crucified, about to leave the earth, he also cared for his physical mother.
特地的把母亲交给他所爱的门徒。
And he entrusted his mother to his beloved disciples.
然后这个所爱的门徒就把这个母亲的把他接到他家里面去了。
And the beloved disciple brought his mother into his house.
所以就供养他的老了
，and nourished her in her old age.
好，那在马可福音哈、哦，马可福音看到当时候犹太人他们对于奉养父母亲这件事情哦，他们被扭曲了。
In Mark, we see that the Jewish people had a misunderstanding about honoring their parents.
在七章的第十一节
，in chapter 7 verse 11.
好。现在请读第十节到第十三节。
From verse 10 to verse 13.
好，我们先来请一个人来读一下这一段马可福音的第十节读到第十三节啊。
Mark 7:10-13。
好，来请。现在有打开影像的人啊，来读。请宝爱哈、啊，宝爱，请你读。
马可福音7:13。
第十节。
摩西说：“当孝敬父母。”又说：“咒骂父母的，必治死他。”十一，你们倒说：“人若对父母说，我所当奉给你的，已经做了个耳板。”个耳板就是贡献的意思。十二，以后你们就不容他再奉养父母。十三，这就是你们承接遗传，废了神的道，你们还做许多这样的事。阿们。
好，谢谢。这里谈到这个个耳板就是贡献的意思。
Here talks about Corban, which is gift to God.
那当时候的这些文士教法师，他们其实很鼓励犹太人把那个贡献把它送到圣殿去。
The scribes and the teachers of the law would encourage the people to bring these gifts to God to the temple.
那贡献到圣殿去的这些收入他们都有分。
And so when they send these gifts to the temple, then these people have their own portion as well.
那他们反过来说，你已经把你应该供养父母亲的这些财物已经贡献给神的殿去了，所以你就不需要再去供养父母，是表示说你的那个部分你已经尽了，那所以父母亲他们自己会处理了。
Which is to say that they've already brought this money that was supposed to be to support their parents to the temple. They no longer needed to use that to support their parents.
好，那其实他们就认为说，如果你比如你许愿了哈，然后你奉献给神的用途了哈，那这样子你就不需要再担负的供养父母亲的责任了。那这个就是他们把神的诫命废掉的具体事实。
And so they felt that if they were to make this sort of vow to give this gift to God, that they no longer needed to support their parents, and this was making the word of God to no effect.
那但是我们反过来说，其实圣经里面的那个诫命的意义就是让我们要抓住精神，就是做儿女应该供养父母的劳，这是应该的。
And so if we look at the commandment, we need to hold on to its the heart of the commandment, which is to support the parents.
所以孝敬父母其实也要有具体的一些做法的。
And so to honor our parents, we need to take some practical actions.
好，那如果看箴言19哈。
We look at Proverbs 19.
你看到说我们应该要侍奉他们。
Says that we need to serve them.
箴言19。
Proverbs 19.
箴言19:26。
Proverbs 19:26.
19:26说：“虐待父母的，撵出母亲的，是贻羞至禄之子。”
He who mistreats his father and chases away his mother is a son who causes shame and reproach.
虐待父母哈，哦，这个是虐待父亲哈，撵出母亲的。
Mistreating father and chasing away mother.
就是，你虐待他，哦，父母亲表示说，年老了嘛，拿你没办法了哈，就随便看你要怎样就怎么样。所以这个 abuse 哈，现在反过来了，是年。有力气的去虐待那个没力气的人。
Oh, you didn't report that name?
So now we're talking about mistreating or abusing a parent. So in their old age, using effort to abuse them.
那所以，现在虐待有时候不一定是在肉体上，有时候是精神上。
And sometimes abuse is not physical, it can be mental.
所以那个讲话要知道分寸了。
And so we need to speak carefully to our parents.
撵出母亲的，就是社会上有些人哦，把父母亲当皮球踢来踢去啊。
I'm chasing away the mother. It's like some people take their parents as soccer balls and throw and kick them around.
因为觉得奉养他、服侍他很麻烦嘛，付出很辛苦，不要啊。
Because serving them and helping them in their old age is very tedious, and they don't want to do it.
啊，但是在圣经里面，这些圣徒啊，他们留下的好榜样啊，我们要去留意，像路德哈、啊，他是怎么样主动去关心他的婆婆。然后去捡麦穗，出重活，就他去做，为了要让这个长辈啊得到休息。
But we see the good example of the ancient saints like Ruth, who went out to go gather grains for her mother-in-law.
啊，所以我们看到这个儿女啊，这出重的东西啊，要主动的为父母亲做。
And so children need to proactively help and support their parents.
那孝敬里面还要包括关心问候。如果从创世纪四十八章看，约瑟那时候当宰相，然后他去探望他病中的老父亲啊，你就看到这个具体的啊神所喜悦的事情。
Honoring parents also means to greet with care. We see how Joseph greeted his father with care, even as he was an officer in Egypt.
啊，那。他特别带儿子，带两个儿子去看望他的父亲。
His two sons to go see his father.
啊，这关心问候，这基本的。
So greeting with care is a very basic thing to do.
社会上常常听到一些很悲伤的故事，就是有些独居的老人哈、在屋子里面死了好久都没人发现呢、因为没有人会去关心问候他们。
We see a lot of tragedies in society where the elderly have passed away in their homes for days and no one knows because no one has gone to greet them or to visit them.
所以今天在教会里面呢，我们特别要留意那些独居的老人家，或者是我们做儿女的哈，就不能让我们的父母亲独居哈，那发生什么事情都不知道，这实在是对诫命里面的这个就是一种亏欠，没有办法，没有去执行这个诫命的吩咐了。
And so in the church, we need to take special care to the elderly who live alone. And as children, we also need to, if our parents live alone, we need to take special care to check on them.
所以教会对这些独居的信徒啊，其实要加以关心问候。
And so the church needs to take special care to those who live alone and greet them.
好，那第八个。提到说讲话要礼貌了哈，不疾言厉色啊，就是那个态度要温和，不能够这样子哦，凶巴巴的。
We need to speak with manners without harshness and be gentle.
提摩太前书第五章哈，保罗提醒提摩太，你要去对待那个年长者哦，你应该用什么态度
？In First Timothy, Paul reminds Timothy how you should treat the elderly. What kind of attitude you should have?
提摩太前书五章。
First Timothy chapter five.
因为他做一个年轻的工人呢，第五章第一节。
So as a young a worker,
严责老年人。
As a young worker, Timothy could not rebuke an older man in 5:1.
他说要劝他像父亲。
Exhort him as a father.
然后第二节劝老年妇人要像母亲呢。
And treat older women as mothers.
那你就知道说，那个其实在教会里面的对待啊，你看。所以做子女的对待父母亲那个讲话各方面呢、这个就是一种礼貌，这是一种分寸哦，要掌握住。
We know that as children we need to speak with manners and with politeness, and take that opportunity to speak like this to the parents.
好，那父母亲通常生育儿女哈、当然有些人是独生的，但大部分都有兄弟姐妹有手足的哈。兄弟姐妹如果和睦相处，其实就是孝敬父母亲，让父母亲欢喜。
Some parents have only have one child, and some parents have multiple children. So one way to honor parents is if that with siblings, then we need to be in harmony with our siblings.
诗篇133篇哈，第一到三节这个提到这个弟兄和睦同居是何等的善，何等的。
Psalm 133 tells us how beautiful it is for brethren to be in harmony.
那所以今天呢、 孝敬父母亲、哦、做儿女的如果大家都能够和睦同居、啊、和平相处、哎、不会为了一些什么事情在那边吵了闹半天、哦、那这样子就是孝顺父母了，让父母亲可以很欣慰。
If siblings are able to live in harmony and not argue over little matters, then parents will feel comforted and this will honor them.
那将来不能够为了那个父母亲留下的东西的遗产呢，吵到像仇人，告到那个法院去。
And shouldn't argue about the inheritance after parents passed to the point of bringing it to the courts.
啊，所以父母兄弟和睦同居，彼此相爱，其实这个就是让父母亲欢喜。
So for brethren to live in harmony and to love one another is a way to please the parents.
那我们今天有人是有因为有神的拣选来信主，那我们的家庭本来都不是信耶稣的，那所以当我们信主之后呢，父母亲他们不信，其实我们要更积极的去带领父母亲来进入这个信仰，得到永生。
Now that we have believed, if our parents do not believe, then we need to bring our parents to receive eternal life.
啊，过去我们有一些信徒哈，他就是不敢受洗，就是因为说啊，父母亲还没有信。那以后如果父母亲过世的时候啊，碰到丧事这个事情不能够祭拜啊，他有一个压力啊，所以就不敢受洗，要等到父母亲过世之后才来洗礼。
In the past, there were some people who were unwilling to get baptized before their parents passed because if their parents passed, they would be forced to worship them, and that would be challenging. So they would wait for their parents to pass and then would get baptized.
啊，其实如果是这样，真的是不应该的。
And we shouldn't do this.
因为我们知道信耶稣之后才可以得永生进天国，而如果不信就下地狱了。
Because we know that only if you believe in Jesus can you go into heaven and receive eternal life. If you don't, then you will go to hell.
啊，我们明明知道要信主才会得救，才会进天国啊啊！我们父母亲不信，那、啊、你要等他死的时候才来信主，那意思就是父母亲下地狱了，那我自己上天国，那这样合理吗？
And so if we know very clearly that you need to believe to go to heaven, and we don't, we wait for our parents to pass away, then are we saying that we want them to go to hell?
所以信主哈、哦。不要考虑那么多，如果今天我们知道这个是真的是得永生的，父母亲反对，遇到以后有什么困难，一定要凭信心先接受，之后再积极的把这个道理信仰传给父母亲，带他们来信主得救才是重点。
So in Christians, we shouldn't think too much and instead really try to pass on the faith to them.
因为这当中就是神给我们的，就像圣经说的，背十字架，我们就是要祷告啊，求主开路，让父母亲能够看明这个信仰的重要，来跟从主啊，这样将来可以在天国相会啊，这样才是真正的孝顺嘛。
And this is how we can carry our cross, and in the end, truly honor our parents.
好。那在立法里面跟这个孝敬父母亲有关系的就多了。
There's a lot of teachings related to the fifth commandment in the law.
出埃及记21章第15节就讲打父母亲的要把他治死。
In Exodus 21 verse 15 it says that if we strike his father, he who strikes his father or mother shall surely be put to death.
就是你用真的动手哈，你说虐待父母亲啊，打他们，这个是不可以活的。
Those who physically abused their parents could not live.
咒骂父母亲的要把他治死，第十七节。
And those who cursed his father and mother would also be put to death.
对有些人啊，不懂的哈，真的是对父母亲讲话不客气啊，那个实在是愚昧啊。那到时候神如果跟你算账，你就糟糕了。
And some people really are foolish and speak very harshly to their parents. In the end, they will be judged by God.
出埃及记21章这里面的这些律法是神说的呢。
These words in Exodus 21 were spoken by God.
好，那立位记20章第九节哈、哦，那再讲一次哦，凡咒骂父母亲的，总要治死他。他咒骂了父母，他的罪不要他头上。
Leviticus 20 verse 9 says, everyone who curses his father or mother shall surely be put to death. He has cursed his father or mother, his blood shall be upon him.
好，那生命记二十一章这里有一个一句有一段话说，如果这个儿子是顽梗悖逆的，不听父母亲的话，最后这个父母亲要把他带到那个长老众的面前，然后公开的审判他，最后要把他用石头打死的。
In Deuteronomy 21, it talks about how if a man is stubborn and rebellious and doesn't obey his parents, then they can bring him to the elders and the men of the city will stone him to death.
好，二十七章哈，生命记二十七章十六节，轻慢父母的必被咒诅，百姓都要说阿门。
In Deuteronomy 27:16, it says, "Cursed is the one who treats his father or mother with contempt," and all the people shall say, "Amen."
好，表示说，如果我们今天咒骂父母哦，轻视父母亲呢，这个最后受咒诅哦，是受刑罚是应该的。
So it's saying that if we treat our parents with contempt, then we should naturally be punished.
箴言三十章十七节说：“嬉笑父亲的，藐视不听从母亲的，眼睛被乌鸦啄出来。”
Chapter 30 verse 17 says, "The eye that mocks his father and scorns obedience to his mother, the ravens of the valley will pick it out."
这个就是瞎眼的，那个眼睛有眼睛的，他还会这样子啊，不尊重神啊，那这个对眼睛被啄出来应该的。
Says that it's natural for one who mocks his parents, who has eyes, to have their eyes plucked out.
好，第五戒，然后来进入第六戒。
Now we're going to go into the sixth commandment.
第六戒不可以杀人，很简单一句话。
It's very simple. You shall not murder.
杀人这个动词啊，这个就是故意的哈，谋杀人，蓄意的哦。
This is a verb to intentionally kill.
这跟过失啊，让人失去生命是不一样的。
This is different from accidentally causing someone to lose their life.
啊，那在伊勒玛里面，我们都可以看到那个字眼的分析啦，我们可以自己看。
And these are some of the details of Erema.
那这条诫命告诉我们，生命是属神的，它的价值胜过全世界的。
Bible tells us the life belongs to God and the value is more than the whole world.
主耶稣说，如果我们赚得全世界，最后赔上自己的生命，还有什么价值？
Jesus had said, if a person gains the whole world and loses his soul, then what is there to gain?
那我们的生命啊，本身啊，不是只是肉体上的，其实更重要的是，我们这个生命要呈现出神的这个形象，真理的人跟圣洁。
And this life is not just our physical life, but our life should be able to show the glory of God, the holiness of God.
现在我们在耶稣基督里面，我们的生命都是被主耶稣用重价买回来的，就是他流血舍命之后，我们才得到重生。
All of our lives were bought by a price, by the Lord Jesus shedding his blood for us.
那这一个命令说你不可以杀人，其实也是神要我们人要懂得尊重生命，保护生命。
And so this commandment of not murdering is God wanting us to protect and respect life itself.
那在创世纪第四章啊，人类的第二代，我们就看到该隐他杀害兄弟亚伯。
In the second generation of mankind, we see in Genesis that Cain killed Abel.
神对他是先警告了，因为他献祭不被接纳，神已经警告他说，这个罪伏在你的门前要吞吃你，你要制服他，你不要被他制服了。
When Cain's offering was not accepted, God had already first warned him that sin is already at your door.
但是他不听神的劝告啊。
But he didn't listen to God's warning.
最后你看，他就被罪胜过去了，他真的成了第一个谋杀人的人。
And he was overcome by sin and became the first murderer.
那他杀了兄弟之后啊，神跟他说，你现在就要漂流在地上啊，离开神的面啊，以后也不能过来种地了。
And God's punishment to Cain after the murder was to wander around from the presence of God and no longer till the land.
哦，你看这件事情神的处理了哈，神也并没有说他要去杀那个该隐让他偿命嘛。
Now we see that God didn't say that Cain would now die, or he didn't kill Cain for his actions.
那是反过来，这个杀人的该隐怕被人杀。
But Cain was afraid that others would kill him.
好，那结果神就给他留下一个记号，说人现在不可以杀该隐。
But so then God left a mark on Cain, saying that no one can kill Cain.
啊，这个是在第四章第十五节嘛。
This is in verse 15.
啊，如果杀该隐的会遭报七倍。
Though whoever kills Cain, vengeance will be taken on him sevenfold.
那就看到说，即使对该隐这么恶的人，神都不是要他去偿命，而是反过来，你看神的慈爱就在这里呈现，还会保护该隐。Now
even though Cain was so evil, we see that God's mercy that he even continued to protect Cain's life.
你要知道说，生命是何等宝贵。So
we know how precious life is.
那到了挪亚洪水之后，等到他们出了方舟，现在神讲的话要留意了。第九章。Now
we go to Noah in chapter 9 after he built the ark.
第九章一出方舟之后，动物跟人的关系就疏远了，怕得要命，赶快跑。After
they left the ark, now man and animals they need to live again.
啊，这一个新的秩序就开始了。And
there would be a new order.
那第五节说，流你们血害你们命的，无论是兽是人，我必讨他的罪，就是像个人的弟兄也是如此。Surely
for your lifeblood, I will demand a reckoning from the hand of every beast. I will require it, and from the hand of man, from the hand.
人要讨他的罪哦，他的罪。嗯。
A man would need to reckon for his sins.
好，那第六节说，凡流人血的，他的血也必被人所流，因为神造人是照自己的形象造的。Verse
6 says, "Whoever sheds man's blood, by his blood shall be shed, for in the image of God he has made man."
好，所以流人血的，杀人的，最后也被人杀了。So
those who kill will also be killed.
这是为什么说有时候。 冤冤相报何时了？就是这样，杀来杀去，永远没完没了。And
so we often see that, you know, there are people when murder happens and it just keeps going. They keep murdering each other.
那接下去，所以洪水以后，神就特别明令禁止人不可以杀人，你不可以伤害别人的生命了。And
so we see God specifically said after the flood that you shall not kill another man.
好，那所以现在要搞清楚什么叫杀人。
So what does it mean to murder?
杀人有这个直接杀人的嘛哈。
There's intentional murder.
拿刀去杀人，拿枪去，就开枪打死人了，这个就直接故意蓄意的。To
use a knife or a gun to intentionally kill someone.
但是也可以是间接杀人啊，那自己不动手去雇别人去做啊。There's
also indirect murder where you hire someone to kill someone else.
那也不可以自杀。
We can also not commit suicide.
因为生命不是你自己的。Because
life does not belong to us.
所以自杀也是等于杀人。Therefore,
suicide is also murder.
在圣经里面，我们看到几个人最后也是以自杀结束生命，人生结束的。We
also see some people in the Bible who committed suicide.
你看那个犹大，For
example,
他没办法承受。你看犹大他。 没有办法承受那个罪，那罪恶感，他没有那个脸再继续活下去，他干脆死掉，他自己去死了。He
was unable to bear the guilt of his sin. He didn't want to live any longer, so he committed suicide.
他其实他就是被魔鬼欺骗，那个贪财的心蒙蔽了，主耶稣一直跟他提醒，他都不醒悟，等到这个救恩成全了，他才醒悟，已经太迟了。The
reality is that Satan had blinded him with greed, and so even though Jesus warned him many times, he could never see clearly until salvation plan was completed, then he was able to see clearly.
好，那所以自杀一定都有一个原因。People
have reasons for committing suicide.
好，所以我们如果有发现有些弟兄姐妹有这个 倾向或有这个问题的时候，我们要特别留意，要避免那个让这个悲剧发生。
So when we see brethren who seem to have these type of suicidal ideations, so we need to pay special attention to them. And
那要，哎，要把他这个会产生自杀念头这个根源呢，把它移除才行。
And cast out this root cause of them wanting to commit suicide.
那另外我们一定要强调那个生命哦，是属神的，你人不可以把它夺走。
We also need to emphasize that life belongs in the hands of God. We cannot take away life.
包括我们自己的生命。
Even our own lives.
好，那另外一种杀人是用话语杀人的。
Another type of murder is murdering with words.
有时候我们人的话哈，间接的嘲笑人、咒诅人，到让人没办法承受到去自杀。其实这个都是有一个原因的。因为话太毒了。
Sometimes a person's words can be so poisonous that mocking, the cursing, can cause a person to commit suicide.
好，箴言十二章啊，这句话大家要留意。
You need to pay attention to this phrase in Proverbs 12.
十二章的十八节。
12:18.
说话浮躁的如刀刺人。智慧人的舌头却为义人的良药。
There is one who speaks like the piercings of a sword, but the tongue of the wise promotes health.
哦，你看那个讲话哈，比如说我们今天那个话哈，像刀一样刺人哦，真的是很可怕的。那个伤的人哦。如果是肉体被刀割伤，等一下就好了。但是如果把人家心刺透了，那花很久很久时间，可能都没办法修复。
If our words are so sharp that they pierce someone, then it can be very dangerous. Cutting someone with a sword on their skin can heal, but if you pierce their heart, then it can have lasting damage.
好，所以要为什么说圣经一直强调说，如果舌头我们能够勒得住，那口中没有过失就是完全的。
And this is why the Bible often says that if one is able to control their tongue, then they are a perfect person.
好，那箴言哈，或者是后来这个约翰一书哈，都提到这个心灵层次的。如果我们嫉妒人或者我们恨人，最后都会置人于死，就像杀人一样。
Whether in Proverbs or First John, it talks about our heart. So if we have hatred or even jealousy in our heart, then that is also murdering.
雅歌特别提到说那个嫉妒哦，真的是会杀人的。
Song of Solomon specifically says that jealousy can murder someone.
啊，好，那这个就是那个主耶稣特别强调那个心的层面，所以。什么事情都要从心里面去着眼啊，不能够只是看外表的行为而已啊。
And Lord Jesus put much emphasis on the heart. All of our act, we can't just look at the actual actions, but we need to look at the intentions of our heart.
好，那来看一看我们生活里面的应用，有关于这条诫命。
And let's look at the life application.
啊，不可以自恨自杀。
We can't hate ourselves and commit suicide.
啊。所以伤害自己就是罪。
Hurting ourselves is a sin.
我们要爱人如己啊！我们今天如果不爱别人，那怎么可能会爱别人？如果不爱自己，怎么会爱别人呢
？Bible tells us we need to love others as ourselves. If we don't love ourselves, how can we love others?
诫命的总纲就是爱嘛，哈！命令的总归都是爱。
The summary of all the commandments is love.
好，那。当然，这个自杀的部分已经谈过了。那第二个部分，不可以堕胎。
Second part is that we cannot commit abortion.
哇，那现在刚好这个礼拜，这个社会动荡就是为了这件事情在吵翻天了。
And this is something that has happened in society today.
那其实这是很复杂的，就是说在什么情况下可以堕胎？或者这个胎儿形成的原因从哪里来啊？那为什么人不要这个胎儿继续活下去？是有很多很复杂的因素在的。
Now this all becomes very complicated. For what reasons can someone commit abortion? When does a child when is a fetus truly alive, etc.
但是我们要知道，他有他生命，他只是在母亲的肚子还没有生出来而已，他是已经活着的。
But we need to be clear that this, the fetus already has life. They just have not yet been born. They're just living in the womb.
139篇啊，诗篇139篇13节啊，大卫说啊。
In Psalm 139:13, David says,
我在母腹中已经护庇我了，就是说，其实神都已经其实何止是在母胎，在母腹，在还没有生以前，神都知道，而且他现在要做什么，神都已经跟他安排的、定好的。
Yeah, for me, my winter parts, you have covered me in my mother's womb, which means that God had already known, us when we were in the womb. He has already, established our lives while we're in the womb.
那所以。如果这个生命，这个胎儿是神给付给他生命的，这个母亲哈，或者是外人，怎么可以把他强行拿走呢
？So if God is the one who gives life, then how can anyone else take it away forcefully?
好，那所以堕胎就等于杀害生命嘛，这个是跟杀人一样的。
And so abortion is murder.
好，那但是现在有一个前提，就是如果这个胎儿会伤害母体的生命哈，那这个时候就要根据专业的判断。是不是应该把它拿走，才不会因为胎儿也让母亲死掉
？Now there is another point, which is that if the fetus will harm the life of the mother, then you need to take a professional's opinion on what should be done.
那个就好像今天神的百姓，你看他每一个都很珍贵，都很珍惜，但是那个作恶的那个恶人哈，像咒骂父母亲的，就要把他治死。就是把它除掉啊！是神下令说，
就 like the example in which all the Israelites are the children of God and precious in God's sight, but the one who curses his parents needs to be stoned to death. They need to be taken care of.
因为那这样的人他会影响其他的人嘛
？Because this kind of person will affect the others.
好，所以如果这个胎儿本身他会伤害母亲的生命，这个胎儿应该可以拿起来。
So if a fetus will harm the life of the mother, then that fetus can be taken away, can be removed.
那这个到底会不会真的有影响？这个需要有这个知识，所以为什么说要有医生专业的人去做决定，而且他一定很谨慎的嘛？
This kind of decision needs to be made carefully by a professional physician.
那我们知道堕胎这个议题在70年代为什么会出现这个，就是因为有人他就是过一个放纵的生活，在未婚就怀孕了，他不想要有这个孩子，所以他就觉得说我应该可以选择把它拿走。
So
后来成为这个整个社会的议题的，是从放纵情欲来的。
Why is abortion a big deal in society today? It is because man has given into their lusts and outside of marriage, have children, and because of that, they want to have an abortion.
然后之后才一直强调说，这个就是我个人的自由。那这个自由其实从放纵情欲，从那个淫乱来的。
And then they emphasize on the importance of our individual rights. But the individual rights, or this desire for the individual right, has come from giving in to lusts.
那后来社会上有一些政权，他就是认为说你不能够控制人口，他就特别规定你只能生一个。啊，如果你生第二个是怎样？啊，很多的政策就让很多人，这个特别是做妈妈的。在很无辜、很无知的情况底下，真的确实把胎儿拿掉了。
And there are other situations in which governments, in order to control the population, force their people to only have one children. And if they have more, then the mothers are put in a difficult situation of requiring to have an abortion.
那以前没有信主都不知道这个是一个罪，后来来信主之后才知道说啊，我、哦、怎么可以这样子呢？所以我们有些姐妹以前。那、不懂了、听完道理之后才知道说哦，他以前曾经把两个孩子从他的肚子里面拿走了，哇，杀人，那只能悔改啊，因为这个过去不认识神的时候所做的傻事嘛。
And so some people, before they believe in God, they don't know this. And after they believe, they have regrets, or they realize and they can repent.
好，因为他不知道这个生命是宝贵的，是从神，是属于神的，不是你自己的。
Because they do not know that life comes from God and not from ourselves.
好，所以我们要现在社会正在吵这个议题，我们自己本身对这个真理的部分一定要很坚定、很清楚才可以。
And so while society is
这个已经不。
Oh, so while society is arguing over this point, then we need to be very clear about the biblical concept.
这个跟所谓的个人自由不一样，要搞清楚。
This is different from personal freedoms. We need to be clear.
所以他们这里现在很多人强调是把那个重点转移了。他现在不是看生命，看到我个人的选择的问题了。
So now people are moving the emphasis from life to a person's individual choice.
另外一个问题就是可不可以安乐死。
Next issue is euthanasia.
今天如果神创造了生命，如果现在看来从这个杀人的角度看，都是当这个生命本身会到对其他的生命造成威胁的时候才可以除掉。
So a life can only be taken away if that life will affect another life.
这个判断说它会不会影响人，所以为什么社会里面对要不要执行死刑这个议题其实也是很大的争议嘛，所以有些社会没有死刑，要废除死刑。那有的社会就觉得说这个人该死不可以活，要执行死刑，这个也是 很对立的意识形态。
And so, another difficult question in society would be like whether the death sentence is something that should be allowed. Christ's judgment.
那通常为什么会判一个人死刑不该活？因为他接下去会对别人产生更大的伤害。那他如果没有死，可能会更多人死，无辜的死嘛。
And so why would the death sentence even be considered? It's because that person has harmed so many lives that if they were to continue to live, they may continue to harm more lives.
但是在想，现在如果一个人他变成植物人了，其实他不会去威胁别人的生命的。
But if a person has become a vegetable, and they will have no harm to other people's lives.
那有时候是照顾人，他觉得是一种负担。然后觉得很沉重，觉得说他这样子也痛苦，那如果让他安乐死不是更好吗？
And usually it's more about the aspect of the amount of effort it takes for other people. But if they are able to pass away in peace, isn't that a great thing?
那因为如果是像植物人以后，那消耗很多社会的资源，那大家觉得说这种是一种浪费，没有必要。
People feel that those in a vegetative state take up many resources and there's no need.
很多人有一些人很黑心的，所以后来我听信徒说，其实有一些医护人员也没有良心的，他看到一些年老的在生病，后来他们就用他们这个医疗的手段，故意让这些人，就死了。
And there are some people in society who are very terrible. They even purposely use medical ways to murder the elderly.
Because they think that these people are wasting resources and have no value. So they use their methods, not unconsciously, like they are dying naturally. But actually, it is human-made.
Because they feel like these elderly people are taking up so many resources from society, and so they use these medications to murder them and make it look like they died of natural causes.
其实后来这些人都被抓出来的。
And of course, these people were caught in the end.
好，那这个都是因为不尊重生命，不了解神的诫命的。
And this is all done because people don't understand the commandments of God and they don't respect life.
所以我们要自己要有一个警觉。我们如果还活着的时候，我们可以自己选择说，我不要插管，我不要急救。我如果生命到没办法自理的时候，我可以就安息了。要先说好，不要到最后让子女，伤透脑筋。
And so while we're living, we need to make our wishes and make our matters clear that if in the future we don't want to be intubated, then we let the children know so they don't have to make the difficult decision.
所以如果已经插管了。 除非不得已，不然就是不要拔管。
So if they've chosen to be intubated, then we should not extubate them to euthanize.
好，第四个部分讲到我们要小心，不要因为怒气而杀人。
And the fourth point is that we should be cautious not to murder due to anger.
不能有杀人的行为，连杀人的意念都不可以有。
We shouldn't even have the thought of murder.
这个时候特别要小心节制我们的怒气。
So we need to control our wrath.
我们看到那个该隐杀亚伯，其实是来自于他怒气来的。
We know that Cain killed Abel due to his wrath.
那有时候在怒气当中，我们会失去理智，那对神的诫命根本就把它放在后面去了，不会想。
Now anger can often cause us to not think clearly, and we don't even think about the commandments of God.
圣经一直强调说，你生气不能犯罪，不可以含怒到日落，表示说你在生气怒气当中，你有可能会失去理智。
The Bible tells us not to let the sun go down on our anger, because when we are angry, then often we lose our sense of logic.
特别留意仇恨等于杀人。
Especially remember that hatred is murder.
对，这个只是时间的问题而已。所以说，为什么说当一个人他有一个仇恨的心理的时候，对特定的人或特定的种族，他有一天一定会采取行动，最后一定导致谋杀。
When a person has hatred towards a specific person or a specific type of people, then in the end, they will often take action and start to physically murder.
神特别禁止我们不可以杀人哦。
And so God has warned us that we cannot murder.
好，在律法里面跟第六节有关系的，出埃及记二十一章十二节说，打人以至于打死的，必要把他治死。
And Exodus 21:12 says, "He who strikes a man so that he dies shall also be put to death."
好，第十四节，若任意用诡计杀他的邻舍，就是逃到祭坛那里，也要捉去把他治死。
Verse 14 says, "If a man acts with premeditation to kill someone, then even if they take him to the altar, they need to die."
21:22说，人若彼此争斗，伤害有孕的妇人，甚至坠胎了，就是当这个胎儿活不下去了。流产了，那这个人呢、要受刑罚的。
If a man fight and hurts a woman with a child and causes her to miscarry, then they will also be punished.
好，那接下去如果还有别样的伤害，就要以命偿命了，这个就很严重了。
And it says here that you shall give life for life.
那圣经你看出埃及记二十三章第七节，他特别告诉我们说，要远离虚假的事情，不可以杀无辜和有意的人。因为我必不以恶人为义。
Exodus 23:7 says, "Keep yourself far from a false matter. Do not kill the innocent and the righteous, for I will not justify the wicked."
好，所以这个都是圣经里面呢特别对我们的提醒教导。
These are reminders in the Bible for us.
好，那我们这个第六节到这边结束时间也到了，该中午休息了。
We're going to take our break now.